Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This music by Fritz Myers was written for the film Little Sister, which follows a young woman named Colleen, who is both a literal sister to her wounded GI brother, and a very different kind of sister in that she's becoming a nun. But when circumstances require Colleen to return to the family home, the movie and the music takes a turn for the unexpected. Zach Clark is the writer and director of the film Little Sister. He joins me here in our Soundcheck studio. Zach, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Really loved this movie. It's a quietly sad but also quietly funny movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us what Colleen's bedroom looks like when she finally comes home and opens the door to her old room.
Yeah, so it's more or less painted black. It's painted a dark, dark purple because black is a little too black for movies. And it's covered in, you know, posters for goth metal bands and shows that she probably went to in high school. And there's a red skull pillow on her bed and old Halloween masks hanging up. And
an upside-down crucifix.
There is an upside-down crucifix hanging over her bed.
Down.
No. She turns it right side up.
But so this idea of, you know, the teenage goth girl who becomes a novitiate, you know, she's about to become a nun, was that just because it was weird and kind of funny in a strange way, or do you actually see a connection between those two?
Yeah, I mean, I usually almost always write from a very personal place. So I'm the son of an Episcopalian priest. My mother is an Episcopalian priest. So I grew up next to religion in a way, religion adjacent. And the, you know, the first time anyone ever handed me a Marilyn Manson album was at a church youth group function. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, all the kids that I hung out with, this would be, you know, the late 90s.
Right.
All my friends that I had at church, we listened to Nine Inch Nails. We listened to Marilyn Manson. We listened to all that stuff. It never felt like we were necessarily at odds. You're a teenager. You're angsty. That's what's in front of you. I've actually come back to that music now and sort of appreciate it more musically than I think I ever did at the time. But those things never felt, the dark and the light never felt too separate
for
me.
Yeah, and as they are for Colleen
in
the film. I mean, they are two sides. I mean, she's a complete person.
Yes.
A dark side and a lighter one. There is a very funny scene in the film where she has come back to the family home and she's insisting on saying grace, but then can't help doing the little, you know, the horns with her fingers.
Yeah.
And the music that we hear in that scene is by a group called Kitchen and the Plastic Spoons, which is kind of a curious choice. And I think what I'll do is let me play some of it, and then maybe we can talk about the selection process. This is from the film called Little Sister. Song's called Happy Funeral from the band Kitchen and the Plastic Spoons. So it's not particularly metal.
It's not explicitly delineated in the film, but Jacob Collins' brother, who you hear sort of playing death metal drums throughout the film, his taste in my mind always skewed more metal and
right.
the harder stuff. And Colleen's taste skews, I think, to the more sort of maybe poppy, gothier stuff,
yeah.
like this Kitchen and the Plastic Spoon song. They're Swedish or something. And the song is from the 80s. So I don't know that it would have 100% been on Colleen's actual radar at the time, but it suits her tastes.
Yes.
I feel.
Okay. Now, you did have the composer Fritz Myers mm-hmm. write some music for
yes,
the film.
Yeah.
Some of it kind of a la Birdman, you know, this wild drumming. Is that kind of what you were talking about? This is Jacob and his kind
yes.
of death metal
yes.
drumming
stuff? Yeah, yeah. So he spends most of the film sort of holed up in the guest house.
Right, because he's come back from Iraq. His mm-hmm. face is horribly disfigured.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's without being kind of on a soapbox about it, you know, one of the points this film makes is about how we treat our returning veterans.
Sure, sure. And just, I mean, to me, sort of what it's like going through that sort of a tragedy,
yeah,
you know, what it's
yeah.
like sort of having that happen to you and on any scale, how we can sort of withdraw into ourselves.
So Jacob has withdrawn and mm-hmm. Colleen has come home.
Correct.
And is trying to kind of reconnect with
yes,
her older
yeah.
brother. And, you know, there are a couple of musical jokes in the film. There's one very early on where she's still in the convent. They're in the chapel, and there's a drone coming from
mm-hmm.
the church
yes.
organ.
Yeah.
Turns out she's fallen asleep
yes.
at the
yes.
keyboard. she being Addison Timlin.
Correct, yes.
Who does a terrific job.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
But the critical scene and the one that the brother and sister relationship turns on is set to a song by the band Gwar. So set this up for us. What's going on here?
Sure. So Jacob is, you know, he's a recluse. He's not leaving his room, basically. And Colleen has sort of been hemming and hawing and sort of existing at the periphery and saying, like, how's it going? Do you want to go on a walk? Do you want to hang out? And he's like, no, no. And she decides to, you know, take a drastic step. And she's been sort of very prim and proper so far in the film. And she dyes her hair hot pink. She sort of puts on like a makeshift, very traditional nun outfit. The nuns in the film don't wear traditional
right.
habits, but she sort of makes herself up as a very traditional nun and paints her face white with black lipstick, marches into the room, plays this song by Gwar, and then produces two baby dolls from their childhood, which she proceeds to cover in red jello, serving as blood, and then she rips both apart for him.
Now, I have to ask, was the Gwar song chosen first? Did that kind of color the scene, or did you just find the perfect song after
the Gwar song
it?
Was written into the script.
Yeah.
Every other song was sort of mentioned, you know, like the Christian death song that plays I had an idea of, and obviously the song that the Marilyn Manson quote from the beginning of the film I had an idea of. But they were all just like, and then this song plays in the background. The Gwar song, all the lyrics were written out in the script with her actions coinciding with the lyrics.
It's a wonderful scene from the movie Little Sister, directed by my guest Zach Clark.
Mommies, I've been stealing your babies, gag ratting in maybe. I'll suck out his brain! You know those dead kids, they make me feel almost high. I go get one from the schoolyard. He bled like a stuck pig!
And Have You Seen Me? The film is Little Sister. Zach Clark, the writer, director, with me on Soundcheck. The movie is available now on iTunes and Amazon. And it just occurs to me now that in the kind of schizophrenic nature of that song, you know, the sort of jazzy chorus and then the metal verses, kind of a neat analog for what you were talking about, you know, the two sides of the character.
Yes, and the song is playful too, and they both, you know, both of those things do sort of coexist happily.
Yeah. Now, that is one of the few instances where the music's kind of front and center in the film. Mostly it is sort of around the edges. And when I was watching the closing credits and saw all these other songs go by, I was like, well, where did that happen? You know, so were you kind of slipping things in, you know, around the periphery of some of the shots?
Yeah, I mean, there's a fair amount of stuff when she goes and visits her friend Emily, who's become a sort of animal rights activist, animal liberationist, really. Almost every scene with them has music sort of lightly playing in the background. That Christian death song, Romeo's Distress, is there. They were friends who had connected over that music and who had gone to see those concerts and listened to that as a as children. They would put that stuff on
right. And
have it in the background as they reconnected.
Was that your music as a teenager?
Yes. I mean, I listened to a variety of stuff. I did very much like Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails and those sort of things. But I was also into punk a lot. You know, when I was 14, the Sex Pistols are probably, you know, very impressive to you.
Right. Well, you know, one of the songs that I missed in the actual watching of the film, but which I wanted to ask you about, is one of the tunes that the composer, Fritz Myers, wrote for you. And that is called Graveyard Party. Who is singing in this song?
Me. I am singing in this song. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a low-budget film, right?
Uh-huh.
So when I was putting the movie together, the song plays in, they go to a drugstore at one point, and it's playing on the Muzak in the drugstore. And the film is set at Halloween. So, of course, I tempt in Monster Mash. And, of course, we're a low-budget film, and we can't afford Monster Mash. So we wrote our own Monster Mash.
So you wrote these lyrics?
I wrote the lyrics in probably about 10 minutes. And then Fritz did all the hard work. He did all the heavy lifting, and then I came in. And
Just to have something to play in the background at the drugstore.
Yeah.
All right. What we do for our art,
it's
huh?
True.
This is Zach Clark singing in the song called Graveyard Party.
Friday night in the graveyard. Do you hear that sound?
Far enough from Monster Mash to be free of lawsuits.
Sure, yes, of course, yes.
But close enough that
in the spirit,
anybody listening
in
to
the spirit,
it.
Would... Yeah.
Graveyard Party, music by Fritz Myers, who wrote some of the score for Zach Clark's film Little Sister, and Zach singing, creating the libretto for this mini opera that we just heard. So are you a musician yourself?
No, I have zero musical talent. I mean, you just heard the extent of my musical talent. I've always loved music. It's always been very important to me. And I always write with it in mind or in the back of my head or have ideas of what things could sound like. And I listen to it all the time and love discovering new music. But I cannot create it to save my life.
Well, a couple of years ago, you did a film called White Reindeer, which was also about a woman who comes back to the family home to kind of deal with life issues and stuff.
Yeah, her husband is murdered right before Christmas time. Yeah.
So it seems like there are certain kind of recurring themes here. You know, one is family, what is the nature of family, familial ties. And that's Christmas, this is Halloween. Mm-hmm. So there's that additional tension of families brought together around holiday time. So are these kind of recurring themes that you
coincidence? Well, for White Reindeer, I always loved Christmas. And, you know, no one really was making micro-budget Christmas movies in this vein. You know, no one was really making sort of sad, weird Christmas movies in 2013. They might be now.
there'll be a spate of them now.
Yes, yeah. But I just always loved that holiday. That was always my favorite holiday. I love the music of Christmas. And then Halloween is my second favorite holiday. So when we made White Reindeer, there was free production design in the world. And I feel like you sort of, in America, the world really does sort of change for those two holidays. You know, you can't not know that it's Halloween in October, and you can't not know that it's Christmas in December in America, especially.
Right.
And there's a sort of kitsch element to it too as well that I'm very much attracted to. And so it kind of just felt like a natural progression we did a Christmas movie, now let's do the Halloween movie. You shoot it in October. We were shooting on Halloween. We celebrated Halloween while making Little Sister.
Really?
Yeah, and we also saw Gwar perform while making Little Sister. Gwar performed in Asheville, North Carolina, where we shot the film the second to last night of production.
Was White Reindeer shot at Christmas?
Yes. Yeah, most of it. We shot about half of it in actual Christmas.
Because, of course, you know, most Hollywood films about Christmas are shot, you know, in the blazing
heat of
the summer.
Yes, you can finish them in time for Christmas. We shot for 2 weeks in December 2011.
Yeah.
Because, again, the world is just production designed for you already.
Yeah.
So there's a scene in White Reindeer in a Christmas tree lot. And we literally just drove by a Christmas tree lot that morning and said, hey, around like 6 p.m., do you mind if we show up and like shoot something for 10 minutes? They're like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Can we watch? Yeah, of course you can watch.
Nice.
I may, who knows where things will go, but I really enjoy shooting Asheville for Asheville, you know, and I really enjoyed shooting Alexandria, Virginia for Alexandria, Virginia.
Do you shoot in order? You know,
do you
start at the beginning and go to the end?
No,
yeah, okay.
No, you can't really because of actor schedules mostly.
Right. Speaking of which, we mentioned Addison Timlin, who plays Colleen. I have to mention Ally Sheedy.
Oh, yeah, she's
who
phenomenal.
Is terrific
in
this.
She's incredible.
I mean, she's such a damaged character, but she's also a hoot.
Yeah. I mean, Ally is, you know, such a talent, and I've never worked with someone so prepared and so thoughtful.
I will say about her character only that pot brownies are an important part of the denouement of the film.
Yeah, they're a plot device.
In the closing credits, there's a striking bit of music, which I actually had to look up, and it turns out it's this band Parade Ground. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
They are two brothers from Belgium, I think, if I remember correctly. I emailed them directly to license the song. In looking and searching for the music for this film, I came across a record label called Dark Entries Records, who re-releases and sort of scours for and finds sort of European dark wave stuff from the 80s, and spent 2 or 3 days just clicking on all the 30-second samples on their website to see what would speak to me, because it's a real treasure trove. And that's where I found this band Parade Ground and this song Moans. It's also where I found Kitchen and the Plastic Spoons.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little bit of this music, which plays over the closing credits of the film Little Sister, written and directed by Zach Clark.
Thank you.
band is Parade Ground, the song is Moans, and I had my Shazam out while I was watching the closing credits. I was, what is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of Cure-ish, you know?
Yeah, it has that vibe. It's very poppy.
Yeah.
But also very morose, you know?
Like The Cure.
Yeah, like The Cure. And, yeah, lyrically, it also just really struck me as appropriate for the end of the film. You know, I think it musically has a sense of elation to it, and then the lyrics are obviously a bit more complicated.
So that's an important decision, you were saying, while we were listening to it, to pick the closing credits song.
Yeah, well, because it's what you have to listen to a bajillion times. I'm always walking into the theater and film festivals to do the Q&A, and that's always playing. So you got to pick something you're happy listening to every single time.
Well done. Of course, there are, you know, there's the Marilyn Manson, and there's, you know, there are a couple of other musical cues here and there that are different yet again, depending on who we're seeing and where they are. But it seems like, you know, this was a very thoughtful kind of part of the movie making process.
Yes, I, for the first time ever in my filmmaking career, licensed all the music before we shot the film.
Huh.
So I had, not every song was written into the script, obviously, but as we were getting ready to make the film, as we were in pre-production, I was actively finding out what the music would be and then as quickly as I possibly could locking it in so that we could say when we were on set, oh, and like, here's what's playing in the background.
Yeah.
Or, you know, here's the song that we're going to play now. Or so that would be in the air, so to speak, as we were creating the film.
All right. Well, the film is Little Sister. It is out now, available on iTunes and Amazon. You've done Christmas. You've done Halloween. You got a Thanksgiving movie in
the works? I always say if it's a Thanksgiving movie, it's a trilogy. Then I have a trilogy. So not quite yet, but maybe a movie or two down the line I'll come back.
Zach, a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, videos shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. So